Well, recapping the weekend high school sports scene and high school softball on Saturday in regular season play, it was Atlantic over Shenandoah twice, 11-4 and 9-8. Essex defeated Shenandoah in 8 innings, 19-18. Pella beat Glenwood in 8 innings, 8-7. Ankeny Centennial down in Glenwood, 7-1. Dubuque Hempstead knocked off Creston, 5-4. Norwalk over Harlan, 5-0. Denison beat Lamar's, 8-6. Denison down MOC Floyd Valley, 8-0. Kemper Catholic over Glidden-Ralston, 10-0. Kemper Catholic also downed IKM Manning, 9-8. It was IKM Manning over Glidden-Ralston, 11-1. Riverside beat Whiting, 13-3. Trinity Christian over Riverside, 6-2. Also in softball tournaments locally on Saturday at the Nottoway Valley Tournament, in first round play, it was Nottoway Valley over Adair Casey, 11-0. Van Meter beat Tri-Center, 10-2. AHSTW over Exira EHK, 3-2. Logan Magnolia beat Murray, 6-1. In the consolation semifinals, Tri-Center beat Adair Casey, 8-7, and Murray edging Exira EHK in 9 innings, 3-2. In the semifinals, Van Meter beat Nottoway Valley 14-0 and Logan Magnolia 4-0 winner over AHSTW. Then in the finals, it was Exira EHK topping Adair Casey 15-0 in the seventh-place game. In the fifth-place game, Murray beat Tri-Center 11-0. In the third-place matchup, AHSTW down Nottoway Valley 12-0. And in the championship, it was Logan Magnolia winning the title with an 11-8 win over Van Meter. Also at the Bedford tournament on Saturday, Griswold defeated Stanton 10-2. It was Griswold over Sydney 14-1. Sydney beat Stanton 6-2. Stanton over Bedford 8-6. Bedford beat Griswold 7-6. It was Bedford over Sydney 11-7. Also, Trainer beat Earlham 11-7. Trainer down Mount Air 6-3. And Trainer over Central Decatur 12-3. Earlham beat Mount Air 5-3. Earlham over Central Decatur in 8 innings 10-6. And it was Central Decatur beating Mount Air 10-9. At the Abraham Lincoln Invitational Softball Tournament on Saturday, in first-round play, Lewis Central beat Sioux City North 12-2, Abe Lincoln over Red Oak 10-1, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Clarinda 10-5, Sioux City East over Thomas Jefferson 11-4. In the consolation semis, Sioux City North beat Red Oak 6-3, Thomas Jefferson over Clarinda 8-5. In the semifinals, Abe Lincoln beat Lewis Central 6-0, Sergeant Bluff Luton 1-0 winners over Sioux City East. In the championships, it was Red Oak beating Clarinda 4-2 for seventh place. Fifth place game saw Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson 14-2. In the third place matchup, it was Sioux City East over Lewis Central by a final of 13-7. And in the championship game, Abraham Lincoln beat Sergeant Bluff Luton by a final of 8-7. In high school baseball over the weekend, in high school baseball action, it was Shenandoah over Essex 11-0 on Saturday. Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 8-2. Missouri Valley over Red Oak 2-1. Sioux City West beat Lewis Central 4-3. St. Albert over Carroll 6-5. Kemper Catholic topping Ridgeview 7-3. Kemper Catholic beat Spencer 6-4. Nishnabotna over Sydney 2-1. Missouri Valley beat Southwest Valley 17-0. It was Trainer over Thomas Jefferson 11-3. Trainer down Lawton Bronson 9-8. Woodbine over Riverside 6-5. Coon Rapids Bayard beat North Polk 8-6. Also in baseball, high school baseball, that is, yesterday, it was Lamar's over Kemper Catholic 7-4. Greene County beat St. Albert 10-8. And also St. Albert, a Sunday winner 8-5 over Lamar's in boys baseball. Major League Baseball, Carlos Martinez was stingy before and after a lengthy rain delay, and the St. Louis Cardinals hit a season-high 6 doubles to sweep the Chicago Cubs with a 4-1 victory Sunday night that extended their winning streak to 6 games. Jason Hayward, Yadier Molina, and Matt Carpenter had run-scoring doubles for St. Louis as they moved to a Major League best 51-24 on the season. Martinez allowed one run on two hits in 6 innings with 6 strikeouts for the Cardinals, whose home start is the best in the divisional era since 1969. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Washington and Philadelphia splitting a doubleheader. Washington winning 3-2 in the opener. The Phillies, an 8-5 winner in the second game. Mets beat Cincinnati 7-2. Dodgers over Miami 2-0. Atlanta beat Pittsburgh 2-1. San Francisco over Colorado 6-3. Arizona beat San Diego 6-4. In the American League, Jeremy Guthrie struck out a season-high 7 batters in 6 innings, and Salvador Perez homered to help the Kansas City Royals complete a 3-game sweep of the Oakland Athletics with a 5-3 victory on Sunday. After winning 2-3 in Seattle, KC swept the A's for the first time since 2008. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Toronto over Texas 3-2. Detroit beat the White Sox 5-4. Boston over Tampa Bay 5-3. Baltimore took two from Cleveland 4-0 and 8-0. Houston over the New York Yankees 3-1. And the LA Angels in 10 innings, a 3-2 winner over Seattle. In interleague play, just one game, Milwaukee beat Minnesota by a 5-3 final. Miami Marlins outfielder Giancarlo Stanton has undergone surgery on his broken left hand. He's expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Stanton was injured on a swing during Friday's game against the Dodgers. He leads the majors with 27 homers and 67 RBIs. In racing, Kyle Busch held off brother Kurt to win the Sprint Cup race on the 11-turn, 2-mile road course at Sonoma. Kyle Busch becomes the 11th driver to win this season, doing it in just his fifth start. He was sidelined for 3 months by a broken leg and foot suffered during a crash in February. Clint Bowyer finished third, followed by points leader Kevin Harvick and Daytona 500 winner Joey Logano. And a golf, Jordan Spieth isn't the only golfer to win a couple of majors this season. Jeff Maggart has followed last month's victory in the region's tradition by capturing the U.S. Senior Open. Maggart closed with a 5-under par 65 that included 6 birdies and 1 bogey. He finished 10-under for the tournament. That was 2 shots ahead of defending champion Colin Montgomery. And Bubba Watson won the PGA's Travelers Championship for the second time by sinking an 8-foot birdie putt on the second playoff hole as he beat Paul Casey. Watson had a final round 67 for a 16-under total through regulation, but he bogeyed the 17th to allow Casey to force a playoff. Casey fired a 65 that included 3 birdies and a bogey on the final 5 holes of regulation. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.